the test could be most beneficial in otherwise hard-to-detect cancers, like cervical cancer. Purdue Professor of Biological Engineering Joseph Iradiaraj is developing it. What is the test and how does it work?
Well, the test is, is based on, the classical pregnancy test. So basically, squirt, the sample on a paper strip, and the sample flows. It's called capillary flow. It just flows, and then it binds to specific biomarker, antibody targets we will have at specific locations in the paper. And once that happens, then basically, it lights up, and then we will see the color. It's very simple.
And what does it detect?
Well, it detects, in this case, it detects, some of the key biomarkers that we believe are indicators of cervical cancer.
How is this different from the current HPV test?
HPV test, is a very general test, and it indicates the presence of a cervical disease, right? And it can be cancer or any other type of disease. But it's also known that HPV test has very, very poor specificity, meaning being very specific to the cancer. So one of the things that we look for in a lot of diagnostics when we develop diagnostics is that, the sensitivity, should be very high, and also the test has to be very specific. So so that's why, we thought that, we believe that an alternative based on, key biomarkers that are indicators of cervical cancer might prove to be, useful. So, in other words, this, whatever we propose, can also complement the existing HPV test, which predominantly is being used for cervical cancer screening.
So who could benefit the most from your test, do you think? Any particular region of the world?
Yes, obviously, basically low to middle income, regions, and as of now, we've been targeting, some of the African countries where, timing is very critical because, once the patient comes and they get screened, and then, if you don't tell them the result right away, and if they leave, they don't come back because there is a certain amount of cultural stigma associated with it. So that's why, detecting, early is very important. And also having the test detect this rapidly is also very important. The test we have can provide results within 30 to 45 minutes.
Good. Are there any other tests like this? Of course, we know the pregnancy one.
Yeah, the basic concept, the strip test basic concept, it's called lateral flow test, which has been there for a while. And the same principle has been used and been successfully implemented for screening HIV, for instance, right? And a lot of companies making it. So the thing that makes ours very unique is that, the concept we apply, assures that, quite a lot of the targets are concentrated at the point where we want to generate a signal, right? So that is, so that's been a compounding factor in this step.
Is your test on the market yet?
No. So we've applied for some funding and we are waiting for some results to develop this into a business opportunity.
One day, could it detect other diseases, and which ones?
So we can use the same concept to detect, infectious pathogens, for instance. And also we could use the same concept to detect other types of cancers as well. So either biomarkers present in blood or urine and so on and so forth.
Early detection for cervical cancer on a test strip and down the road, other cancers and diseases. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.